Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Glory, hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Father, we worship you and we honor you. Thanking you for waking us up this morning, oh God. We thank you that you clothe us in our right minds, oh God. So we come to you today with thanksgiving in our hearts, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for another wonderful day, God, that we are able to see your light of day in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your continuous love and mercy, grace, Lord God, that abounds even the more, God. We bless your glorious name, God. We come to bow before you today, God, thanking you and honoring you, oh God, for you alone are worthy to be praised, oh God. You alone, Lord God, deserve the highest praise, oh God. So we open ourselves up to you this morning, oh God, with praise upon our lips, oh God, thanking you for your unmerited favor, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you clothed us in our right minds, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you put a sound in our ears that we can hear today, God, that you opened our eyes this morning, oh God, that we were able to see, God. We thank you, Lord God, that even our limbs are working, oh God. We thank you for the organs, Lord God, that is inside of our bodies, Lord God, that is working, Lord God, and functioning the way it needs to be in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you created us, oh God, and we thank you, Father, that when you woke us up this morning, God, you blew breath into us, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We open ourselves up to you, God, and give you the highest praise that is due to your name, oh God, for your name is glorious, oh God. Your name is mighty, oh God. You are mighty in battle, oh God. You are our battling axe, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are also our strong tower, oh God, where the righteous run in and they are safe, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can open ourselves up to you, God, and thank you for what you've done this week for us, oh God. You have done miracles after miracles in our lives, oh God, so we have to give you the praise that is due to your name, oh God, because we should have been cut off because of our sinful nature, God, but it is your grace and your mercy, oh God, that has kept us, oh God. It is your angels that has been kept about us, oh God, that kept us, Lord God, from danger seen and unseen, oh God, for protecting our families, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, oh God. When their lives, Lord God, was in danger, oh God, you set your angels, Lord God, before them, oh God, and you said mercy, said no. So we thank you today, God, that we can look to you, oh God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God, that knows everything that we're about to do before we even do it, that knows the numbers of hairs on our head. Hallelujah to your name, God, that knows us, Lord God, for where we're coming and when we're going, God. You know when we lie down and when we rise up, oh God. We thank you today, God, that you even know the thoughts that we think, oh God. So may in this hour, in this season, Lord, we think on your thoughts, oh God. Think on what you think about in the name of Jesus. Your word says in Isaiah 40, says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth? Neither faint nor weary, or his understanding is unsearchable." So we thank you today, God,
God. Your thoughts is not like our thoughts, God. Your ways are not like our ways, oh God. But it is exceeding, Lord God, even the more, God. So we thank you tonight, today, God, that as we search your word, Lord God, as we hear the men of God in the name of Jesus, use his lips of clay in Jesus' name. Oh God, as it all comes out as power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let it be like a fire, oh God, shut up in our bones in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that there's going to be a revival that's going to take place on the inside of your people as they hear your word in the name of Jesus. As they, Lord God, listen in, Lord God, and download the words, Lord God, in the oracles of your spirit, oh God, moving into their lives right now, God, and in their atmosphere, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're shutting down every illegal sound in the name of Jesus, that when they hear the word, oh God, it will fall on good ground in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will continue, Lord God, to work on us in the name of Jesus. That when we do hear the word, wherever we are, God, in the name of Jesus, whether we're in church, oh God, whether we're in, Lord God, at a conference, God, wherever we are in the name of Jesus, whether we're on this conference line in the name of Jesus, bring back to our remembrance, Lord God, the things that you have spoken to us in the name of Jesus, to get our house in order in the name of Jesus, to get our minds in order in the name of Jesus, to get our house in order, oh God, not only just our physical building, Lord God, in our homes, oh God, but also, Lord God, our bodies in the name of Jesus, and the ministries, Lord God, that we're residing in the name of Jesus. And forgive us, God, if we did something, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that would, Lord God, taint your spirit in the house of God, or even in our own spiritual house, oh God, our own home in the name of Jesus. And in this body, God, wash us and cleanse us, purify us, oh God, wash us anew, oh God, create in us a clean heart, oh God, and have mercy upon your people in the name of Jesus, that they can walk with God in total freedom in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, let the sound come forth in the name of Jesus out of every region, Lord God. Let them hear the sound in the name of Jesus, that what you want to do, Lord God, is a straight transformation, oh God, from our flesh, Lord God. You want our spirit, Lord God, to be able to obey, oh God, both, oh God, as we present ourselves, Lord God, as a living sacrifice to you, oh God. We give ourselves to you today, God. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. Such Prophet LaRon Matthews, Lord God, while he is down in San Antonio, Texas, God, we pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, that there'll be a revival in the name of Jesus, that will set a fire in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, move across, Lord God, that whole city, Lord God, and not only that whole city, Lord God, but the county in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, let it reach to every end of the boundaries in the name of Jesus of Texas, God. In the name of Jesus, that people will fall to their knees, oh God, and wonder what they must do to be saved, God. But all they have to do is look to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because you own everything, God. And we glorify you for what you're going to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And again, God, we pray, Lord God, that you will use the man of God in the name of Jesus as he brings forth this word in the name of Jesus. Strengthen him, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Strengthen his mind in the name of Jesus. Strengthen every area, Lord God, that he touches in the name of Jesus, that you have carefully have given to him in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're touching, Lord God, prophetess right now in Jesus' name. God, we pray that you will strengthen her on high in the name of Jesus. Give her what she needs in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you for what you're going to do, Lord God, in this region, Lord God, setting us, Lord God, a revival, Lord God, for such a time as this, oh God, when I have not seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that you have set for them that loves you, oh God. We thank you that the work that is being done in this hour, in this season, is not in vain, oh God. May the prophets come forth, Lord God. May the apostles come forth in the name of Jesus. Set them up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to be able to be a beacon of light to those that are in darkness, in the name of Jesus. That those that need healing in their body, oh God, shall be healed in Jesus' name, through the word of God, in the name of Jesus, not by our own hands, God, but because we're vessels for you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can give all the glory back to you in the name of Jesus, where every sound mind, Lord God, unsound mind, Lord God, can be sound again in the name of Jesus, because they heard the word in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, as we worship and glory. glorify you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're going to do because you are king and you rule over everything, God. We thank you for the victory, oh God, for the victory belongs to you, God. We worship and honor you and we give you praise. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray as you break the foul ground, God. We thank you, Lord God, that the water of, Lord God, the living water shall come forth in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done in Jesus.
Amen.
For you have fought for me,
yes.
Defeated death for me, the weight of sin, you carried it for me. Your never-ending love, what you gave for us, it's more greater than, far more greater than.
Somebody give him glory. Come on, somebody open your mouth. Now open your mouth and give him glory. Come on, some of y'all been watching us all night. Come on, open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on, now open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on, open up your mouth. And
hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Prophetic Conference Line and Blog Talk Radio. We bless God for another prophet's touch. My God, amen. We say one touch from God, your life will never be the same. Ask me how I know, because he touched my life, and my life has never been the same. We certainly thank God again for this opportunity to come share a word with the people of God on today. Amen. We bless God. I certainly give honor to the visionary, Dr. Ron Matthews. We bless God for the man of God. Amen. As we continue to pray for him in his travels, thank God for your administrator, Brian, working in the background, woman of God. We thank God. Amen. Powerful song this morning. Bless the Lord to Dr. Wilkes. Bless you, woman of God, to, amen, all the other kingdom leaders, amen, that come on this line to share with the people of God to bless their lives. Amen. He that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. He say, not the four walls of the building, but you. You are the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones. We bless God this morning for whatever city, state, time zone you have tuned in and connected on today. There is a word from the Lord. Not going to try to be before you long, but we're going to say what thus said the Lord. Amen. I've just blessed the Lord on today. Again, we bring greetings from Restoration Truth Ministries, a ministry with our walls. Amen. In the great city of Hampton and Newport News, Virginia. Amen. Where I am the overseer along with my wife, Prophetess Eugenie Simmons. We bless God. Thank you, Administrator. Thank you, Evangelist Piggott, woman of God, for interceding and going in this morning. We bless God for setting the tone, setting the atmosphere. Amen. For God to move, for God to release, and God to speak. So we bless the Lord on today. All right, people of God, we're in the vein. We're in the vein. Amen. We're going to share this word with you that the Lord has put upon my heart. Amen. I've been really talking to the Lord, been praying and consecrating before him. And I said, Lord, what are you wanting to say to your people? Many people are speaking. Many people are releasing a sound. Many people are saying something. But God, is it really what you're saying to us in this hour for what we need as your people? I want to draw your attention to three passages of scriptures that the Lord led me to. First, we want to go to 2 Chronicles 7, very familiar passage of scriptures, but we got to catch the revelation. Many people read from it, many people teach, preach, prophesy from it, but we must catch the revelation in what God is saying to us in this hour, because we are definitely in critical times, dangerous times, perilous times, as the Bible calls them. And many people are seeking and searching for answers, and always say it like this, that God is the answer to your questions, and he is the solution to your problems. We just got to put our trust and confidence in him. We must seek him, amen, the answer for our question. So we want to go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'm going to start at verse 12, but I want to read this from the New King James Version. And then we're going over to 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, and I'll be reading another verse from chapter 10. Okay, amen. Verse number 12, New King James Version. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer. I have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house. Oh, glory. This house. My eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Now I want to go over to 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm reading this from the King James Version. Amen. Verse number 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion have light with darkness? And what concord have Christ with Belial? And what part have he that believe with an infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verse 17, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. All right, one more passage of scripture. 2 Corinthians 10, verse number 3. We'll start at verse number 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. If y'all would just let me read this from the Message Bible right quick. I want to read this from the Message Bible. He said, the world is unprincipled. It's dog eat dog out there. The world doesn't fight fair, but we don't live or fight our battles that way. Never have and never will. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience into maturity. We will talk to you this morning prophetically now, amen, as we share this word and get right on out of the way, amen. It will be, you must tap out to tap in. The kingdom is open for business. Let me say it again. You must tap out to tap in. The kingdom is open for business. Now, when I say you must tap out to tap in, amen, my revelation is mastering the shift. And it's something that I teach and share with the church all the time, the mastering the shift, because man is made up of what we call three parts. And we all should know that as believers, soul and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 gives us, amen, the foundation for it. And he said, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what I call it, mastering the shift. That means shifting from you, shift into the Spirit of God. Amen. All right. The kingdom of God wants to teach, train, and equip the believer to know how to tap out. to tap in to receive the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only comes from God. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your holy and righteous name. Father, as I come this morning, I decrease, you increase. I get out of the way, God, that you get in the way. Not my will, let it be your will. Not my word, let it be your word. Let it fall, God, on good grounds today. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you allow the people of God to take the cap off their minds, that you would deposit and download in them what they need from you. Father, give them the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only comes from you. You said, God, wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. And all thy getting, get understanding. God, we thank you for speaking to us in this hour by your Spirit. We thank you for using the men and women of God to speak prophetically, God, in this hour. Father, releasing what you're saying. Father, we thank you for sharing your heart with us on today. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that this word, God, it will go viral. This word will take the people by storm. This word will call the people of God to come out, to come in. Father, we bless you on today. We give you honor. We give you praise. And we declare it by faith. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. People of God, one of my mottos that I always say, amen, I have many mottos, is one that's still relevant for us today. And I said, where there's no kingdom investment, there's no kingdom withdrawal. Amen, you got to put something in to get something out. People feel when you get saved, that's it. Amen, but it's more to that. And we know, we understand faith, amen, and works. Because you can't work your way into heaven, amen. You just can't sit still just saying you have faith. But we're going to show you how to tap out, to tap in. Because tap out is used in so many ways. They have different definitions. And I like giving definitions so it can bring us into a place of understanding. And that's why I remind the people all the time that Jesus taught in parables. Amen. He taught the people in parables, giving them what? Natural, physical, tangible meanings. Amen. Because he knew what was common with them. And he knew that they knew what things that were familiar to them. So, but he was teaching them from a place to bring them into what? A kingdom, a heavenly understanding, which is a spiritual understanding. He was driving that point. This is why we say the kingdom is open for business. Everything is shutting down. Even people are shutting down. Businesses are closing up. Amen. But the kingdom of God is never closed. It's open 24/7. You can call on God, as the old people used to say. You can call, amen, in the morning. You can call him in the noonday. You can call him in the evening. You can call him at midnight. He's still there waiting, amen, to move on your behalf. That's why it must be, amen, an investment in the kingdom. You would get a withdrawal. Many of us put money in the bank, in our banks. Many put money, amen, in different things. We invest in different things. But this is the hour. It's critical, beloved, that you tap out, to tap in. You invest in the kingdom of God. And I say, where there's no kingdom activities, there's no kingdom results. Many of us want results. Amen. Many of us want God to do something on or for our behalf. But we must come into a place, beloved, to understand how to tap out. And I'm always reminded, according to the scriptures, amen, I will take you, amen, to theology. According to the scriptures in 2 Corinthians 5:17, say, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That's tapping out, to tap in. The kingdom of God wants to teach, train, and equip us, amen, to know how to tap out, to tap in, to receive the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only comes from God. Amen. I'm telling you, people of God, if you ever need God or need to hear the sound of God at this hour, is now. My God, beloved, what this does for the believer, it brings you into your true identity. Amen. There have been many mimicking and many duplicating and false identities. But this is the hour that you must come into your true identity in the kingdom of God. You must tap out of you, amen, to tap into God. Because anytime you tap into God, God will always release unto you the mystery, the secret, the revelation of who he is and who you are in him. God. This is why we say tap out has many definitions. We want to view it from a place of submission in combat sport, because many people think, when you think about kickboxing, amen, they have this terminology that he used, amen, as tap out. Even those have came out with the logo for tap out. But when you understand tap out from this place, we bring you now into spiritual, amen, understanding from the kingdom perspective, because any time you come into God, you got to let something go. That means you got to tap out. You got to let it go. That's why we say, the scriptures say, come out from among them, whatever it is. You can't still hold on to it, amen, and expect to receive from God. Amen. This is where, amen, that I have a problem with many faith and grace teachers. You got to understand, we know Christ said when it finished, he said it's paid in full. That means your sins are covered. Amen. But what is the problem, people of God, that many people, especially from the world perspective, many people go back to the old place. Many people go back to the old thing. Many people connect back to the old people. Amen. But when God calls you to tap out, it means he's calling you to tap in to the kingdom. Because when you tap into the kingdom of God, God's going to reveal and release unto you, amen, to what? To stay connected and what? To stay what? Plugged into. Tap in from, amen, the English Cambridge Dictionary simply says, amen, to manage to use something in a way that bring good results. Amen. You don't see good results now in the world, but you definitely see good results and great results in the kingdom of God. That's why it's critical for the believer to tap out, to tap in. You must tap out of the world to tap into the word. Amen. Tap out of the world and tap into the world. Amen. Tap in from the English Cambridge Dictionary simply says, to manage to use something in a way that bring good results. Another definition said to what? Access a resource, a object. My God, tell somebody, or you can say and prophesy to yourself, amen, now, people of God, it's time. Now, since the kingdom of God is always open for business, let the transactions begin. My God, somebody said, well, I didn't think the kingdom was a bank. You must don't know the God that I serve. Amen. The transaction, because most times people think about, when they hear the word transaction, they think about, amen, transactional of funds, transactional money, transaction of changing exchange. That's what it is. It's exchange. You must exchange your life for the life of him. My God, oh glory, this exchange or transfer of goods, because you are good. This is why I tell the people of God, everything that God created was good. This is why all things work together for the good of them that love God, that are called according to his purpose. So this exchange or transfer of goods, services, or funds. Beloved, this is where your life is transacted. It's transacted for three purposes. It's transacted for one, transformation. It's transacted for two, for transition. And it's transaction three, for transcending. My God, let me say that again. It's transacted for what? Transformation. Transacted for transition. Then it's transacted for transcending. The Lord says this works for the believer when they tap out of themselves and tap into me. The Bible said something in Ephesians 2 in verse number 10, so powerful. It said, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what? Good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. We should be walking in them. That's why we walk in the newness of life. We don't walk in the old place or from the old place. We walk in the new place because we tapped out of the old place and we tapped into the new. Many people, amen, is missing what God is releasing in this hour because they're still connected or plugged in to the old place. they still tap or plug into, amen, old people. Amen. This is the hour. This is why many are saying now is truly kingdom connection for real. It's kingdom connection. That means God is bringing the relationships together that he has ordained, he has orchestrated. Amen. Whether it's from a marital standpoint, from a friendship standpoint that becomes relational, or from a ministry standpoint. Amen. You come into a place, amen, that you said in this hour, God, I want to tap out so I can tap in. That's part of mastering the shift. What I don't like about me, God. God, you put me on the potter's wheel and you shape and mold my life so I could become the man and woman of God that you call me to be. God, I need you in this hour. So help me to tap out of the old place, the old mindset, so I can take on the mind of you, so I can take on a kingdom mindset, so I can take on, God, the blessings of you, and I can walk in the newness of life. Tap out to tap in. The kingdom is open for business. Come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing. You can't touch anything unclean, amen, when you're tapping in. Glory to God, because it will contaminate, amen, what you're trying to do to go in. That's one thing that I explained to the people of God about the Ark of the Covenant. You couldn't, amen, in the old covenant, amen, they had to handle it properly. But now we being under the new covenant, now God say what? He'll write it upon our hearts. He'll write it upon our hearts. He'll take the heart, amen, that was stony and make it a heart of flesh. And he'll put what? His laws, his commandments. He'll put his principles in us that we become the men and women of God, that he will receive us as sons and daughters, saith the Lord. Tell somebody, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. You got to tap out to come in. You got to tap out to come in. And when you come in, people of God, because the word says, again, it reminds us that Jesus said, amen, if you, what, at the door, he will open up. Open up and he'll come in. He'll sup with you and you'll sup with him. Amen. You are tapping in because the kingdom of God is not closed. It's not out of order. The kingdom of God is in order. Amen. The church world, the religious world has been out of order for a long time. Why? Because they really have not tapped out to tap in. Amen. Because you have gotten to a place, amen, to call the kingdom of God to what? To almost to be what? Of non-effect. Many people have made the word of God of non-effect. That's why many don't see the miracles, signs, and wonders following them that believe. So it's critical for us to come into this place that we turn back to him. In our turning back to him, amen, it's the place where we're saying we're tapping out. God, we're giving up of ourselves. God, I'm tired of going around this mountain. I'm tired of dealing with this. I'm tired of dealing with that. I've been having my hand in it. Now it's time for me to tap out. That means take my hand out, and God, you put your hand in. That means I'm turning it over to you. Beloved, humility is key in this hour. That's why, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. Humble. Humility is key in this hour. That's why the Bible said in 1 Peter 5:6-7, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Due time. Tell somebody it's my time now. Casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. Just tap out and tap in. You'll know that God cared for you. I don't care what man or what woman is treating you wrong or what people are treating you wrong. God is waiting. He's waiting on you, beloved. He's caring for you. You just got to tap out. Tap out from that old place. Tap out from that old relationship. The old relationship, amen, is not meaning you no good. Amen. When you're getting the verbal abuse, you're getting the physical abuse, you getting, amen, the illegal sounds coming into your life telling you never do this, you'll never mount to this, you'll never be anything. The devil is a liar. You got to come out from among that as a believer. Touch not the unclean thing. That sound is unclean. Don't let it touch your mind. Don't let it touch your heart. Because if it touch your mind and touch your heart, it will alter your life. Ah, glory. Hey, let me say it again. If you let it touch your mind, it will touch your heart and alter your life. That's why we must build prayer altars back concerning our lives. If we want to see healing come to America, beloved, it starts with the people of God. It starts with the church, because judgment first began in the house of God. God then took his hand off, amen, America, only because he still, amen, is because people of God that have stood the test, the people of God that have tapped out of the world and tapped into the kingdom, that's why God, amen, has not, amen, destroyed a nation. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. It's because of you. Tell somebody it's because of me. I tell people that all the time. It's not boasting or bragging. It's not being prideful. Amen. But your family is blessed because of you. Amen. Your coworkers, your job is blessed because of you. Because you tapped out to tap in. And when you tap in and wherever you go, the kingdom of God is within. Amen. When you understand your identity in the kingdom of God, I'm speaking prophetically now to the people of God. When you understand your identity and walk in your true identity, that means you've been sealed. Amen. You've been approved by God. God said, that's my son. That's my daughter. I put a stamp of approval upon their lives. So wherever they go, wherever they tread, their feet, they blessed and highly favored of men. This is why Jesus, amen, at an early age, 12 years old, he was sitting down. He was sitting down, amen, talking with the people while his mother and father were looking for him. Amen. Many were coming and saying, well, your mother and father is seeking you, searching you out. And he had to let them know, amen, who is my mother? Who is my father? Them that do the will of the Father. He had to let them know, I'm about my Father's business. Tell somebody the kingdom is open for business. Glory to God. Tap out to tap in. Reason why many people have not tapped in because they still tapped out. They still tap into the old place that caused them to have what? A closed mind. A closed mind and a closed mouth never get fed. So God is releasing revelation. He's releasing mystery. He releases to his people, but because people have closed minds and they have closed hearts, because they carry unforgiveness, they carry doubt, unbelief, God has not given us any of that, people of God. He has given us what? A spirit. He's given us love, power, and of a sound mind. When we come to that place to understand that, even as God was dealing with Solomon, amen, over in 2 Chronicles and 7, amen, as he dealt with him and began to reveal some things to him, he said what? The Lord appeared to Solomon by night, glory to God, hallelujah, and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. Tell somebody God is always looking for the sacrifice. And guess what? That's you. My God, this is why Romans 12, 1 and 2 tells us, reminds us as believers, because this part of the transformation, your minds have to be transformed, beloved. Not transformed by the things of the world, but transformed by the word. Transformed by, the Apostle Paul said it so well. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service. Tell somebody, the kingdom is open for business. It's your reasonable service. And he said in verse number 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that perfect and acceptable will of God for your life. That's part of the transformation. Transformation. The Lord said, believer, it works. It works for the believer when they tap out, amen, of themselves and tap into him. When you tap into him, you'll find that these words are powerful for your life. Transformation is still relevant for the believer. It's still relevant, amen, for the kingdom of God in this hour. To tap out, to tap in, amen, what transformation does, it puts you in position. My God, let me say it again. What transformation does, it puts the believer into position. Your position as a believer in Christ. And this is why, amen, it must be a meeting of the mind. Philippians 2 and 5 reminds us of that. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Beloved, your weaponry is allowing the word to transform you, to now allow the word to be in you. My, let me say that again. Your weaponry is allowing the word to transform you, to now allow the word to be in you. And I always say this, man, this is just me. And I say, God, people getting all of this word, whether it's getting, whether they're being taught, whether it's being preached, or whether it's being prophesied, what in the world are they doing with all this word? Why, God, we don't see the transformation?
transformation? Why, God, we don't see the change for the people's lives? God, why are the people not coming into spiritual maturity? Why are the people not spiritually developing in you? God said, because the closed mind, because the closed heart, because things that are carrying, amen, that's causing his word to be non-effect, to cause his word to lay dormant. Because he said his word will not return back to him void. He said his word is quick and is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing, God, my God, it pierces. But only if we allow the word of God to do what it's mandate and assigned to do. It's assigned to trans us. Amen. While they was in the earth, they had the earthly Savior. They had the earthly word walking with them. That's why Jesus taught in the word concerning the seed and the sower. He gave them parables. Amen. Concerning it. And they had the word walking with them. Amen. But when the word ascended, my God, when the word ascended on high, he gave what? Gifts unto men. He gave us the apostle. He gave us the prophets. He gave us the evangelists. He gave us the pastors and the teachers. What we call the fivefold ministry gift, the five essential gifts for the work in what? The work in the ministry, bringing the people of God, teaching, training, equipping them for the work of ministry, coming together, edifying itself in love as a one, what? One body. Amen. But we're divided. We're confused because, I say we, amen, because we're connected to the kingdom of God. We're connected to the body of Christ. So people of God, when we come into a place to understand transformation, many people take it from, amen, the Greek word metamorphosis. Amen. We understand that in the natural world, metamorphosis, amen, when a change comes, you know, the caterpillar change, amen, it goes through its stages. Amen. Out of the cocoon, it changes. Amen. Then the caterpillar, then it comes into a beautiful butterfly, puts on wings. People of God, this is the hour in your transformation. As I always share with the church, just stay in stretch mode. Stretch mode is a representation of you, God. You, God, representation of the cross. This is why every man has to take up his own cross and follow him. Jesus had to, amen, to exemplify that for the believers, the disciples, to follow him. Amen, that we're working, amen, working, amen, their own business. But they had to be about, amen, the Father's business. They had to give up. They had to leave home. Amen. To be about the Father's business. It was part of the teaching, the training, the equipping. Amen. It was a part of the transformation for their lives because they knew they were going to turn cities, towns, communities upside down. And God is waiting on the people of God. He's waiting on his service. Amen. That we can turn cities, communities, regions, states upside down. This nation, amen, the only way we're going to see healing in the land, tell somebody, it starts with me. It starts with me. Transformation has to start with me. And then it will come a domino effect. It comes a domino effect in the earth realm because God steps out of eternity into time, amen, to release unto us what we need in this hour that we can, what, be effective for the kingdom in somebody else's life. We can be effective for the kingdom in our community, our city, and this nation. But if they're watching you, beloved, and you look like them, how can you be effective for them and you looking like them? That's why you got to tap out, come out, come out. Light and darkness have no fellowship one with another. As I remind the people all the time, if you flip the switch, the light comes on, darkness do what? It has to flee. So God say flip the switch, because in this hour you're tapping out to tap in, tapping into the kingdom of God. You're tapping into the things of God. And this is where God releases the mysteries, the secrets of his kingdom. This is why we say everything is in plain sight, but it's hidden from many. But when you tap in, you'll see it, you'll recognize it, because God will reveal it to you by his spirit. And his spirit sees and knows all things, because God is omnipotent God. He's all powerful. He's omniscient God. He's all knowing. He's an omnipresent God. He's everywhere at the same time. That's how powerful God is. Man, I'm telling you, scientists, scholars, and theologians and philosophers still trying to figure God out. Can't figure him out. He's infinite. You can't figure God out in that manner as long as you tap into your mindset. You tap into your mindset, you will see everything the same. But if you tap into a kingdom mindset and you allow kingdom to transform your mind, you will see things differently. You will see things as God sees them. And you will understand from a place, beloved, that I can't stay in the old place. Because in the old place, only thing that lies there is wickedness, evil. Nothing good lies in that place. That's why the Apostle Paul said, when I choose to do good, evil is always present. People of God, you're living in a land, you're living in a world where evil and wickedness is definitely present. But tell somebody, because I house kingdom, I tap out of that to tap into kingdom. So now I can understand that I am the good in the land. Tell somebody, amen, the kingdom is open for business. Amen, just come on and grab it. And you ain't got to buy this. That's been the problem for so long. People have been trying to sell the kingdom. Many people have been trying to buy the kingdom. You can't buy this in this hour. You can't sell this in this hour. All you have to do, beloved, is tap out to tap in. Tap out to tap in. Amen. And I always thought about, amen, in taekwondo and kickboxing and in the art of martial arts, and I believe it's another one, I can't call the name of it, but when the opponent, defender, has him down, amen, when he's at a point about to be choked out or he at a point or he about to take him out, he taps the floor. That means he's tapping out. That means he said, now I'm give up. So people of God, it's time for you to give up. Give up you. God, glory to God. Give up the world system. Give up all of that stuff that's hindering you. Give up. Give up somebody that ain't going where you're going. Tell somebody, if you ain't going where I'm going, I got to let you go. My God. Just how about Rokobo say, tap out. Transformation. And what transformation does, is we said it puts you in position in the kingdom as a believer. You're not out of position. You are in position. This is why divine order, and divine alignment is so key now. God has been dealing with us concerning the past several years when he took the church out of the four walls of the building. He positioned us now to set us back right, to bring now order back to his house. That is us. And then we come together collectively in alignment and let his spirit, amen, flow. So we're not, amen, obligated or amen, controlled by rules and regulations. We're following the kingdom rules. We're following the kingdom authority. Amen. Not by rules and regulations. Amen. That keeps us in bondage. Tell somebody to tap out. Amen. Don't go back to Egypt. Hallelujah. Just tap out. You tap out, you can tap in because the kingdom is open for business. And you allow, amen, God to transform your mind. And when he transformed your mind, that means he's changing your mind. You changing your mind about yesterday. You changing your mind about last week. You're changing your mind about last month. You're changing your mind about last year. You are in a new season. That's why I thank God for the high holy days. We just came out of what they call Yom Kippur. Amen. A day of atonement, repentance. Hallelujah. Where Jewish, according to the Judea calendar, Jews all around the world repenting, denying themselves. People of God, this is the hour that you deny yourself. When you connected to the kingdom of God, it's no longer you, it's no longer I, me, myself, and I, but it's God. And when God is leading, beloved, he will transform you. And when he transforms you, he will bring you now to number two, transition you. He will transition you, meaning move you from one place to another. We always remind the church, amen, the bodies of believers at RTM, we remind, it's not where you're at, but it's where you're going. You got to understand where you're going. If you still stuck and stagnated and stifled, amen, with an old mindset, you stay in that place, amen, you can't go with me. I'm going up, amen, that's transition. God is transition, amen. Even the Bible said, according to Ephesians 2 and 6, God has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In who? Christ Jesus. The only way you can sit in this place is in Christ. Tell somebody my seat is changing. I had to remind the people my seat is changed. Amen. I left that seat, the seat of the world, the seat of the old place, the seat of do nothing. Amen. The seat of stagnation, the seat, amen, that were causing me, amen, to not to come into what? The knowledge and understanding of the truth, who I was, who I am in God. As long as you never know or understand your identity. But when you come into the seat of Christ, you are seated now in heavenly places. That's your transition. You transition from the old mindset to the new mindset. You no longer, amen, have, amen, a stony heart. You no longer have a heart of unforgiveness. You have now a heart of forgiving. Amen. You forgive those who did you wrong. You forgive the past. Amen. And let God deal with the past. You don't hold on to the past. Amen. You let God deal with the past. And God will deal with the past, and he will cause your enemy to come back to bless. you. My God, you be wondering why they blessing you. Oh, amen. They're just trying to set me up. What are they doing? But your enemy will come back to bless you because God has a way. His way is better than our way because there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. It seems like it's right. But the ways thereof are the ways of death, is the ways of destruction. Don't let it be your way. Let it be the way of God, because when God does something, he do it well. That's why you got to take your hand off of it. You got to take your hand out of it. You got to take your mind out of it and let God transition you. When God transition you, beloved, I call this, amen, it's a seat, amen. This is your place. This is the place, amen, that God has, what, seated you in. God has placed you in. When God placed you somewhere, beloved, can't nobody, can't no man, can't no devil in hell shift or move you from this place. You are now rooted and grounded in this place because it's a place, amen, that will take you from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Amen. I don't care what the enemy tries to come up against you with. I'm reminded, beloved, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. You got to know in this hour, beloved, I'm telling you, what shall separate you from the love of God? Knowing, amen, concerning America. America is in what we call a great bewitched. They're in a place, amen, a heart between two opinions. They're in a place of division. They're in a place, amen, of separation. Beloved, I'm telling you, separated from God. And when you're separated from God, you're in trouble. So this is the hour that you tap out to tap in. When you tap out of the old and tap into the new, you will come into an understanding of who you are in God. You'll understand your place. You'll understand your seat. You'll understand your transition, amen, even as God is transforming you. Amen. Because if you don't allow God to transform you, you will never transition. Have you seen many people, amen, for years, amen, still stuck? Amen. They still have not changed. They still have not moved from one location to another. Amen. They're still the same old way. Wait a minute. You've been saved. You've been in church all these many years. You tell them you're still in the same mindset. You still talk about the same stuff. Tell somebody it's time to let it go. It's time to tap out of that and tap into the new. Amen. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. God is doing it. It may seem, amen, new to you, but it ain't new to God. There's nothing new under the sun. Amen. We just got to tap in. God has always had it before us, people of God. But because we've been in the old place for a long time, we've been missing it. So when we tap into the new, we're like, wow, this is new. It's, you got to understand from God's perspective, it's not new to him because he knew you while you was in your mother's womb. Amen. He knew who you were going to become. He knew who was going to, amen, set you up, amen, for the plot. He knew who was going to try to sabotage you. God already knew, amen, while you was in your mother's womb. He knew who he was going to allow to carry his word. He knew who he was going to allow to be his servant, to be his children. Amen. This is where we get, amen, many people in trouble. Amen. Because don't you know there are some children of the devil? Amen. The Bible says that. Jesus had to remind the people, amen, you are children of Satan. A lot of people don't like to hear that. If you're not serving God, if you're not tapped out of the world system, if you're not tapped out of God, tapped out to tap into God, into the kingdom of God, then guess what? Satan is your father. Tell somebody, amen, the kingdom is open for business. You got to know what kingdom is open for business, the kingdom of light or the kingdom of darkness. Definitely the kingdom of darkness is open for business because look at this, what it's doing. It's buying, selling, and trading, trading young girls and young boys all around the world. It's in business. But tell somebody this is the hour that the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God is shutting it down because we're tapping out to tap in to take our cities back. Take our communities back. Take, amen, our states back. Take this nation back. God is waiting on you. He said, if my people, my God, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn. Tell somebody it's in the turn. I had to remind the church all the time it's in the turn. Turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and what? Forgive their sin and heal their land. My God, we need healing in our bodies. Tell somebody to get it in order, get it in alignment, to turn to God. Glory to God. Let God transform you, transition you. When God transition you, you'll see the healing comes. We need the healing for our bodies. Now we understand many afflictions, they will come because we have made a mandate, an assignment to serve God, to live for God, to do the work of God. Because what? The kingdom is open for business. It's not shut down. Amen. While the pandemic shut many things down, shut many churches down, but they still should have been in business. Business for the kingdom to reach into souls that are going into depression, going into anxiety, going into frustration, aggravation, amen, confusion, divided, amen, the leaning dependent on government, telling them to go in and go out, put on masks, take off masks, amen, social distance. People of God, we should have been trusting God. Kingdom was open for business, but we trust the other kingdom. We put our confidence in the other kingdom. And that's the kingdom of darkness. And this is why many people have not seen the healing prevail. This is why many people, amen, they might have been praying, amen, but they were praying amiss. So this is the hour, beloved, that the authentic men and women of God really tap out to tap in, because the kingdom is open for business. And when you come to grips to know this, beloved, you are now walking in your identity in the kingdom. For greater is he than he that's in the world. Greatness is inside you. You just got to tap in. You got to tap in, plug in. You got to be connected, and this is where I say it's critical for your next one that you're going to transcend, because transcend means take up in the realm of the spirit, surpass, raise above. You raise above all of the circumstances, the situation, all of the challenges that's going on here in the earth realm, even though we're in the earth, but we're not of it. Amen. And we're in the world, we're not of it. Amen. People are here physically, but in the realm of the spirit, God takes us out and over that. That's why he took Jesus out, amen, in the wilderness, as he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He went up in the realm of the spirit to be what? Tempted of the devil. Amen. You're going to be tempted and tested by the enemy of this world. Amen. This is why I was sharing with the people the revelation prophetically. Amen. You are in a season of test. Amen. This is where you're going to be tried by the fire. Amen. To prove, to see what's authentic or see what is fake. Most of the time in this hour we're in, beloved, prophetically, you're seeing really what's fake. Amen. The authenticity, when it goes through, is coming out as pure gold, because they tap out to tap in. And the time you tap in, God is going to shape you. God is going to mold you. God is going to prune you. God is going to what? Stretch you. God is going to cause you to be the men and women of God, the sons and daughters that he has called you to be. It might hurt. It might not feel good. It might not look good. But, baby, I come to prophesy to you on this morning. Amen. It's working for your good in your transcend. You're transcending up. That means you're transcending up now. Amen. You are in a good place with God. When you're in a good place with God, he will protect you. He will cover you. He will shield you. And I always ask the question, people of God. Amen. I said, when Jesus went up on the Mount of Transfiguration, I say, God, why did he only take 3 disciples with him and didn't take the other 9? He said it was because of their unbelief. Because when they came back off the mountain, amen, there was, amen, the disciples there, amen, couldn't even heal the man's son. Why couldn't they heal the man's son? He said, because, amen, their unbelief. He asked them, how long shall I be with you? They asked him, how did he do it? He said, some things only come out by what? By fasting and prayer. Prayer is key, beloved. Fasting is a place of consecration. Fasting is a place of sacrifice. Fasting is a place of denying yourself, turning the TV off, turning the plate down, amen, giving up some stuff, amen, where your flesh is causing your flesh to be satisfied, giving it up, amen, for the kingdom, giving it up, oh, to bring glory to God. I thank God, administrator, you play that song, all the glory, it belongs to God, amen, the power of God. We need it in this hour. We got to tap out so we can tap in. When you tap out to tap in, that means you're plugging into something, and you got to plug into the power source in this hour, beloved. Plug into the power source of God. And I guarantee, I prophesy, you will walk in power. You will walk in authority. You will walk in demonstration of the Spirit of God. It will no longer be you trying to make it happen, but it'll be God making it happen for you. for you. Amen. Many people trying to figure out how you do this, how you do that. Hey, just tell them nobody but God. God is doing it. I tried it too long. It didn't work my way. I had been in the way, so I had to get out of the way. Amen. I had to decrease so God can increase. Amen. When you do this, beloved, watch God show up and show out for your life. Watch God transform your life. Watch God transition your life. Watch God transcend your life. God will transcend you, beloved, in a place with him. Amen. I'm telling you, God will reveal things to you that many have been missing for years. You'll be like, man, how you get there? Just tell them, amen. I got the inside scoop. I got the inside scoop that comes from my Father. He revealed it to me because I was in a consecrated place. I was in a meditation place. I was in his word. I was in his presence. And when you get in that place, beloved, nothing distracts you. Nothing deter you. Nothing will cause you, amen, to move from that place because you have now tapped in. When you tap into the things of God, when you tap into the kingdom of God, God will give you everything that you need because the Bible reminds us according to Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. He didn't say second, third, or last. He said first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. He said everything else will be added unto you. The enemy messed many people up to cause them to chase the things, chase the creation over the creator. And this way you have to master this, beloved. When you master this and say, God, let your will be done in and through my life, what would you have me to do? What would you have me to say, God? When you get to this place, beloved, I'm telling you, you knowing in this hour that you are tapped into God. That's why relationship with God, it always brings revelation. But as long as you connected and tapped into religion, you will stay in bondage. It will keep you with a closed mindset. And this is why you will never get to the place of transcending. Because of what they told you, what they're teaching you. Love it. It's critical for us. We want to see the change. We want to see the manifestation of God come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you unto myself. It can't be Burger King in this hour. Can't have it your way. It has to be God's way. Amen. So when we pray for America, America has to change its heart. Because if America don't change its heart, America will repeat the process. America will have to what? Do the test again. Hallelujah. Many people are failing the test, the process, because you ain't going to the next grade or the next level or the next dimension if you fail the test. Why many marriages, many people, they try to still pass the test. Marriage, relationships, ministries. People still trying to build ministries and the previous three, the previous four, the previous five, they failed. Must be something wrong. You got to tap out to tap in. Hallelujah, because God never wants us to fail. He always wants us to succeed in him. So, beloved, look to him who is the author and the finisher of your faith. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God on today. You're in a powerful season of transformation. You're in a powerful season of transitioning, and you're in a powerful season of transcending places that God is taking you into concerning your life. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord for the people of God on today. All right, administrator, we'll take a commercial. We'll come back to open the lines up.
Amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle Simmons, and God bless everyone that's listening on the line. We welcome everyone that's listening in the chat room this morning.
Well, I can't see the comments due to a technical issue, but we welcome everyone that's listening in and the group of young prophets that listen in every third Saturday.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless God for your administrator. Amen. So to thank God again for the young prophets and those that have tuned in this morning. Amen. You're tapping out to tap in. Amen. And I bless God for your life, for your ministry and what God is doing in and through your life. Continue to, amen, tap into God. As you tap into God, he definitely tap into you. He will pour into you, him. Amen. And I'm telling you, for it's in him you live, move, and have your being. Amen. God will perform every miracle, amen, for your life. So we bless God for them on today. Amen. If you're on the blog side, you got a question or comment this morning, you hit one before we go to the conference line. All right, moving right along. Amen. All right, if you're on the conference line, you can star 6. Open your line up. You got a question or comment this morning. Hallelujah. Sharaba Sikotobo Shi Makadaba. Amen. All right. Well, we bless the Lord on today. We certainly thank God for the word. Amen. Always remind the people of God. Amen. The word don't make us feel good. The word don't make us look good. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you, Apostle Simmons. I thank the Most High God for this powerful word on this morning. I give God the glory and the honor and the praise for the word that he has used you to bring forth. I thank Almighty God for the transitioning that he is doing in my life in this hour. I just give him glory and honor and praise. I just thank him because he is doing a new thing. I know he said that the last season of my life, you know, was much testing, much trials. You even spoke about sabotaging. You spoke about, you know, just different things that we have encountered. But he said that this was that season that he was doing the divine connections. I just thank him for the new. I thank him for the transitioning. You also said how it doesn't feel good, and it doesn't, because it's something new. And I just thank Almighty God how he confirms, how he shows us his love, and lets us know that he is with us. And just to stand firm, stand still, and see his salvation and know that this is him. So I just thank him on today. I thank Almighty God for you, for this powerful word, and for the new and for the transitioning that he is doing in my life on today. God bless you, sir. Thank you so very much.
Amen. All right. God bless you, woman of God. And you know, one of the things that is key, and I didn't get a chance to bring that out, that even as we continue to stay in what I call seek mode, that means spiritual seeking, kind of address it a little bit by seeking God first. He is always should be the forefront of us, the first partake. That we seek him. That's why the scripture said, I believe in Colossians 3:1, if you then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You seek him first. What has happened for many people, they have been seeking people instead of seeking God. And this is why it's critical. I call it the 911 state spiritual emergency for the body of believers to know that they are seeking the true and living God. Because many have transformed themselves as an angel of light that the enemy would try to use to disguise. And that's why our discernment has to be so critical in this hour. When I said discernment, kingdom discernment, not just your natural discernment, but your spiritual discernment, your kingdom discernment, that you will discern what's truth, what's authentic, what's fake, what's false, what's of God, and what is not of God. I shared something with the people of God coming into 2021, the beginning of the year, that God said it's a time of evaluation. It's a time of elimination. Examine ourselves. Evaluate ourselves. Because sometimes we can look at it from a place and thinking that it's people when it's really us. Mm-hmm. We have been in a teaching in our word study, man. Lord, deliver me. It starts with me. I'm pointing finger at somebody else, but three pointing back at me. So God got to deal with me, not my wife, not my children, but me. Not pointing fingers at my brothers and sisters in the church, in the body of Christ, but looking at me. God, it starts with me. So deal with me. So woman of God, bless God for you. We will continue to pray. God, continue to do what he's doing in your life. You just continue to seek him. Seek him. Seek the wise counsel that comes from him, that is the mind of God and the will of God for your life, that you're not tossed to and fro out of, sometimes emotions and different things that we are challenged with when we are really going through in our natural lives. Death is all around us. Seem like things are not moving as quickly as we suppose, but it's always God's timing. God's timing is always key. So bless God for you, woman of God.
Yes, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. If you're on the blog side, get one on your dial. If you're on the conference line, get star 6. If you got a question or comment this morning, we blessing God today.
Amen. Good morning, and God bless you, Apostle Simmons. Truly thanking God for the word of the Lord, giving honor to God and to every kingdom leader in their prospective places, to the Spirit of Christ, to Holy Spirit, because this was a very powerful and phenomenal word that the Lord allowed you to release. So thank you, man of God, for releasing that on today. We thank God for the oracles of God and for the anointing of God. And I just want to concur that as we're tapping out to tap in, you said that there is greatness inside of you. So when we make these declarations to know that there is greatness inside of me, put your name in that place. We also must remind ourselves that we have to walk in obedience to the Spirit of Christ and to the Word of God. And so I thank God that the kingdom of God is open for business. And some would say greater is coming, but greater is here if we just tap in to what God is saying and release what God has told us to let go of. So God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. Thank God for you. And we are tapping out to tap into, and we're already in our new place. So to God be all the glory. I love you. God bless.
Yes, Lord. Love you too, honey. Bless you. Hallelujah. My God. Yes, Lord. Greatness is already here. It's in us. Hallelujah. My God. Thank you. Bless the Lord. All right. Amen.
Hello, favor of.
Hello.
Good morning, sir. Amen.
Good morning. Bless you, doctor.
Lord God. Hallelujah. This is a feast this morning. I thank God. Hallelujah. The song is coming to my mind as you were speaking this morning. I am sold out.
Yes, Lord.
I am sold out. Okay, my mind is made up.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be in that sold out place to tap out. Mm-mm-mm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Folks check out. They go, they get ready to go somewhere and they get ready. They take their coat. They go get their coat from the place. They got to check out.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, Dr. Wilson, you know when you go stay at a hotel, you got to check in. You got to check in, right? Because you'll never get in and get in one of them rooms. They may not let somebody let you in. You got to check in. You got to go to the front counter, check in.
And then you got to check out. Cause if you overstay your welcome, it's going to cost you something.
Yes, Lord.
And so when we overstay our welcome in the world, some folks be said, I'm going to be saved, but, I'm waiting for God to take this from me. Wait a minute. I believe the word of God tells us that some things we got to do ourselves.
That's right.
He told us to lay aside every weight.
Yes, he did.
Is that what your Bible says to you?
That's what it says.
That's what mine say to me. He told me to lay aside every weight and sin. That means that we know, in other words, it's that we know that, you know, we got to check out. We check it out, what? Everything that we know, that we know, that we know, that we know.
Mm-hmm.
That goes in and finish the rest. That the things that we don't know. So there's some sin in us that we don't even know that's there.
That's right.
Lord, I ain't going to go there this morning. Hallelujah. But I'm checking out. I'm checking out of all the ways. I'm checking out of being carnal-minded. I'm checking out because this truly.
See, Dr. Wood, there it is right there where, see, as we stay in that old place, and that's why many strongholds are not being pulled down, are not being destroyed, because we're still in the old place. And the scripture that I went to was 2 Corinthians 10:4. We said the weapons of warfare is not carnal, not fleshly, but it's mighty through who? God. That's where we tap in to pull it down on strongholds, casting down imagination. Your imagination, it will run away with you. I believe the Temptation came out with a song. It's only my imagination running away with me. Many people's imagination runs away with them, take them to a place where they shouldn't go. Evangelist Piggott, she taught a powerful teaching on Thursday night talking about coming out of the cave. A lot of people got a cave mindset. They're still in the cave. And we got to come out of the cave in order to, to get to the promises that God, because if David had stayed in the cave, He wouldn't be able to fulfill the promise that God was bringing him to be, what, the next king. He was running from Saul. Elijah ran into the cave, running from Jezebel. But you got a mandate and assignment on your life, so you can't run into the cave. Let God deal with you in your mind.
And that cave represents darkness. Nothing. It's dark up in there.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you run from the light to the dark? Mm. You're supposed to be coming out the dark into the marvelous light. Oh.
Wow. Yes, Lord.
Yes, come out. You got to. You got to check out of that darkness. And then
look at this too, Dr. Will. In that darkness, in that cave, You don't even know what you up against. You don't know what's beside you. You got bears, snakes, bats, some everything in there. You could nest it. Good God.
Oh.
Ooh, help us, Lord.
Help us. We don't know what we can't. Mm-mm. And then there's another thing when you said check out. Folks is coming out of their closets with stuff. They want the light to represent, you know, to take off what's in the darkness. That ain't going to work.
No, it's not.
Like you said in the beginning, we got to be separated.
Yeah, definitely.
We got to make a difference between clean and unclean. And this is the mindset that we had when we first came in. We have to be transformed. That's why he told us that we're transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get out of our mind and kick into his mind. Thank you, men of God.
Amen.
Always powerful, right. Powerful. I said, if he
takes Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Bless you, Dr. Wilkes. You blessed me on yesterday, too. We just stand right there in the vein where y'all was at. Amen.
God and all the people of God.
Yes, Lord. All right. Amen. Anyone else? If you're on the blog site, hit 1 on your dial, or if you're on the conference line, you can start 6. If you've got a question or comment, you can come right on in. Hallelujah. My. Hallelujah. All right. Well, we thank God again for this opportunity. We thank God for our visionary, the leader, this conference line. We thank God for every kingdom leader. Thank God this morning, people of God, that we have to tap out, to tap in. The kingdom is open for business. Amen. God, the Bible said he never sleep, he never slumber. Who wouldn't serve a God like that that's going to move on your behalf? Amen. And while you up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, can't sleep, amen, he's up. You can talk to the Father. My God. My God, who wouldn't serve a God like that? Amen. Has your best interest. Has your best interest at heart. You are on the Father's heart. Amen. Hallelujah. You just got to get him on yours. That's all right? That's all right. Well, we bless the Lord today. All right. Well, Minister, you got any final words over there? Any final comments or announcements? Yes.
Apostle, you said
yes.
When we open the midnight hour and we can talk to him, the operator is never, he never busy. It's a 24/7. They got to have people to change shifts.
Yeah.
he don't have to change no shift because he ain't never
closed. No, he don't. That's right.
Hallelujah. That's why the old saint said, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him.
That's it.
Call him up. Call him up.
Call him up. Tell him what you want. That's right.
I'm going back on you because he just started me.
Because everything that we need is in God. I don't care what it is. I mean, if it's relational, money, psychological, all of the things that we need, God has given us. But because many have not tapped in to get what God has for us, because there's always the enemy assignment to come to kill, steal, and destroy, or to keep us in a confused state. He's the author of confusion. God is not. And that's one of the things that have a problem with the world system, because they confuse. They tell you one thing and then tell you another. That's confusion. That's not God. God going to deal with something. He's going to address it. He's going to deal with it. That's when you know it's God and not the enemy using people, because the enemy will use people, and he's at work. But God, tell somebody, God has a people that has not bowed. God has a people that has not bowed. Amen, that will listen to him and serve him this morning. All right. Bless you again, Dr. Wills. Minister, do you have any final words over there?
God bless you, Apostle Simmons. I will play the commercials at the end. Just a quick reminder that tomorrow is the third Sunday. And please remember, we've adopted the third Sunday as every Sunday, every month as Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you would like to bless the men of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at werestoretheletteru.org, or you can cash up at MoneySign or FPIM, or you can mail at werestoreyou@yahoo.com. God bless you, men of God.
Amen. All right. Amen. Follow the instruction, people of God. Follow the instructions. Amen. And we shall live well. So I bless the Lord on today. Again, I thank God for all that God is releasing to us. Amen. Just stay in that right place with God as God continue to take you higher in the realm of the spirit in your walk with him. Even as the enemy want to take you back to the scene of the crime or take you back to the old place, the old waste place, as we call it. Amen. Don't let him take you there. Don't let him take you there. You just continue to look to God. Amen. And I'm telling you, you're in one of the most powerful seasons of your life. You're in one of the most powerful time of your life. Amen. Just trust God. No matter what it might be, amen, there's nothing too hard for God. All right, let's go with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, God, for what you released unto your people. Father, I thank you for the deposit and the download. God, that only comes from you. God, now we take this word and we make it applicable to our lives. God, realizing that we must tap out of the old place. We must tap out of the old mindset. We must, God, relinquish, God, everything that's not like you and grab hold to what is of you. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, lead and guide the people of God. Order their footsteps. Help them not to lean to their own understanding, but in all their ways let them acknowledge you, that you shall direct their paths. Father, we thank you on today. We thank you for a new day that we're in, a new time, a new season that we're in, because every day we get up is a new day. And we thank you, God, that we can seize the moment. It's our opportune time. It's our kairos moment, and we bless you for it. And while we're yet breathing, while we're yet living, God, we know, God, we have opportunity. And, God, on today, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will cover every believer across this line.
touch them one by one, to touch them all together. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus, there's an unbeliever, God, that's listening today, wherever he might be or wherever she might be. Touch them, God, that they can tap out of the old place. They can tap out of the old mindset. And God, that they can take on the new and they can live a new life. They have a new perspective, a new outlook on life. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, all they have to do is open up, God, repent of their sin and allow you to come into their lives. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, set a hedge of protection around the man of God as you continue, God, to take him deeper dimensions of the realm of the spirit. As you continue, God, to bless his life. And God, we thank you, God, for the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, God, that you're downloading and depositing in his life. We thank you, God, for the mantle that rests on his life. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, give him the desires of his heart. Bless him, God, in his going. Bless him in his coming. Bless his family. Bless his ministry. God, set, God, strong men around him that will hold up his arms. God, that would be armor bearers for real. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, touch the women of God. Oh, God, that we'll intercede and pray that they will man their watch. They will stand their watch. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, do it, God. We know, God, there's nothing too hard for you. We give you honor. We give you praise on today. And every kingdom leader, God, that's connected to the man of God and connected to this line. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, continue, God, to stretch them, expand them, God. Oh, God, for kingdom work, God. We ask you in the name of Jesus, have thine own way. God, we give you honor. We give you praise on today that it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. And it is so. Amen. Amen. All right, people of God, we love you. We say to you, go in the power and the strength of God's spirit. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We say shalom in his courts is our prayer for you. God bless you.
Get ready for the ultimate conference. The ultimate conference. The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021. The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference. Live at the Lifestyle Studio. The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas. Get ready for miracles to flow. This epic two-day event can kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois. Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, September 18th and 19th. Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event, Mrs. Gina Rye. Conference hotel accommodations are provided by the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800. September 18th and 19th, 2021. Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love. The Conference. Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas. Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
Let's do this on a Friday. The Friday Night Prophetic Experience. Friday Night Prophetic Experience. October 1st, 2021 at 7 p.m. Live at First Baptist Church, 112 Broadway Street North, Lounsboro, Alabama. The Friday Night Prophetic Experience. First Baptist Church with your host pastor, Willie G. Lewis, and elect lady Lisa Lewis.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
Get ready. It's guest prophet, Prophet LaRon Matthews. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. Harvey, Illinois. The Friday Night Prophetic Experience. Friday, October 1st, 2021 at 7 p.m. Live at First Baptist Church, 112 Broadway Street North, Lounsboro, Alabama. You don't want to miss this, so make plans to be there. The Friday Night Prophetic Experience. Get ready for your blessings to pour out. Get ready for your soul to be rejuvenated. Friday night, October 1st, 2021, live in Lounsboro, Alabama at First Baptist Church. Under the direction of Pastor Willie T. Lewis and elect lady Lisa Lewis. This one's going to be soul-stirring. Friday, October 1st at 7 p.m. Make plans to be there.
The best advice we can give you is to save the date. Save the date. October 29th through 31st, 2021. Save the date.
The Family Values Conference 2021.
And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. The theme, God's Divine Grace, Rule and Reign. It kicks off October 29th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. October 30th, 2021.
21 from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m.
The formal birthday banquet.
Tickets are $70. First Pentecost Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. October 31st, 2021 at 11 a.m. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. To purchase your ticket, cash out. Hashtag Family Values 2021 or mail to RFPIM. Attention Family Values Conference, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, 60426. The Conference Hotel, Even Hotel, and Tinley Park Convention Center, 18451 Convention Center Drive, Tinley Park, Illinois. Call them at 708-444-1100. 708-444-1100. Ask for the Family Values Conference Block. Deadline to book rooms, October 8th, 2021.
Purchase your birthday at
$25 business card, $50 half pay, $100 full pay.
More information, contact Pastor Sandra Ganey at 910-506-8770. Sister Martisa Green at 708-825-1988. Administrator Bryant at 334-440-6152. Or email LaRon Matthews Ministries at gmail.com.
The Family Values Conference. Save the day. October 29th through 31st, 2021. You don't want to miss this. It's a celebration.